iPhone 12 mini could be a part of 2020 iPhone family, rumors suggest. Epic Games battles to get Fortnite back in App Store. Google said to plan increased push for apps to give cut-off in-app purchases. Xbox app for iOS to soon let you stream your console's games to your iPhone, says report. OnePlus brings Android 11 experience of Zen mode to its phones running on Android 10. While Apple is busy preparing for the 2020 iPhone family, the rumor mill has now suggested that the smallest in the new series would be called none other than the iPhone 12 mini. This could be the fourth model in the iPhone 12 range that is likely to debut as soon as next month. The iPhone 12 mini title makes some sense if we look at Apple's product line that include the iPhone mini, Mac mini. There was also an iPod mini in the past. The Cupertino company has so far avoided the mini moniker for its iPhone series though. Tipster, who uses a Twitter handle, initially suggested the existence of the iPhone 12 mini earlier this week. A tweet was posted by the Tipster calling four new iPhone models the iPhone 12 mini, iPhone 12, iPhone 12 Pro, and the iPhone 12 Pro Max. Epic Games will strive a new Monday to convince a judge that its hit title Fortnite should be restored in Apple's App Store, despite sidestepping the tech titan's standard commission on transactions. Apple does not allow users of its popular devices to download apps from anywhere but its App Store, and Epic is challenging its practice of taking a 30% cut of money spent on the apps by users. The clash comes as Apple puts priority on selling digital content and subscription services to the 1 billion plus people around the world using devices powered by its iOS mobile operating software. The commission dispute has also become a rallying cry for app makers who believe Apple's App Store policies are monopolistic. Google plans to push harder for developers to give the company a cut of in-app purchases through its Play App Store, according to people with knowledge of the move. The Alphabet unit plans to issue updated guidelines as early as next week that clarify a requirement for most apps to use Google's billing services for in-app content downloads, game upgrades, and subscriptions. This system gives the company a 30% cut of purchases inside of apps on Android. While this requirement has existed for years, some major developers including Netflix, Spotify Technology, Match Group, and Epic Games have circumvented the rule. Microsoft is said to be developing an Xbox app update for iOS that would bring the ability to let you stream games from your Xbox One console directly to your iPhone. The new version of the Xbox for iOS app, which is set to debut soon for download via Apple App Store, seems to mimic the experience that Microsoft recently offered to Android devices through the latest beta version of its Xbox app. The app also enabled Xbox One users to stream games from their consoles to their Android smartphones. The Redmond company is likely to expand the remote play feature to Xbox Series S and Series X. Remote play is different from game streaming, with the latter still a bone of contention between Apple and Microsoft. OnePlus has updated the meditation focus Zen mode app for its smartphones running on Android 10 that brings a set of features that all were previously set to arrive through Oxygen OS 11 based on Android 11. The new offerings had made their way to the OnePlus 8 and OnePlus 8 Pro through a recent developer preview of Oxygen OS 11. Nevertheless, OnePlus has now brought the updated Zen mode app that gives a similar experience on all its smartphones that yet to receive the Android 11 based update. As per the changelog, which was initially posted by XDA developers, the updated Zen mode app enables the option to create a virtual room and invite friends to join and start a focus challenge together. The update also brings a variety of themes to enhance your immersive meditation experience.